I got a question to ask you. Have you ever had a moment where just one thing was piling over another? Car breaks down, kids acting funky, money's not coming in the way you want, back aches, tooth aches, stomach aches, just one thing led to another. And all you just need is maybe a little drink or perhaps a little smoke, maybe indulging a little too much on social media, whatever your thing is. For one or more reasons, a lot of us are prone to addictive tendencies and they just don't know how or why it even happened. And even if you don't identify as someone who's suffering with addiction, maybe you're just struggling with something and you just don't know why it is. I'm gonna break down how we can get to that state of angst, anxiety, compulsion, frustration, and give you some tips how to navigate out of it. And it has to do with your desire for perfection. And it may not make sense right now, but we're going to break it all down coming to you after this short break. Hey, 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 and welcome to the Introverted Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Denise Lee, and I'm a life coach for business owners. My goal in this podcast is to be able to explain in simple and easy to implement solutions to help you navigate from chaos to clarity, from confusion to just concrete actions that get you to where you need to be, both mentally, physically, and obviously financially. So if this is your very first time listening, make sure you hit that follow or subscribe button. So whenever I drop a new episode, which is usually on Mondays and Wednesdays, you'll be able to listen to it lickety-split. And for those of you guys who are already tuned in and dialed into this podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a shout out on social media. The best place that you can find me is on X. My handle is Denise G. Lee. And not only that, I want to talk with you privately via my website. Check out DeniseGLee.com. There you'll be able to not only send me a private message, but check out some of my articles, invest in one of my many personal development courses, and or just learn more about me and my story and why am I so passionate about helping entrepreneurs, leaders, innovators, people who are just interested in transforming their world. I have a lot of passion for this because I have experienced maybe too much of life. And I don't want you to deal with anything I had to deal with or anything that is blocking you from becoming the best version of yourself. Okay, with that all being said, let's get into today's topic about perfectionism specifically and addiction. And we're going to tie these seemingly disjointed ideas together. This was a question that one of my followers on social media asked me because I made this post that says, perfectionism leads to addictions. And I wrote that line by line 10 times. And somebody replied to me like, can you break that down? And the best way I can explain it is anecdotally through a story. And I'm going to lean more into the details. But the other day on the way to church, I was talking with my husband about some tech issues that I'm having. And in the past, one or two of these issues would really mess up my day. And instead, I shrugged my shoulders and I told my husband, I said, you know, these things happen. It's going to get resolved. It's got resolved in the past. It's going to get resolved again. And behind the frustration was a huge thing that everything I need should work at all times. And because of that, in the past, I would rage, drink, and try to sex away my frustration. Can you relate to trying to escape pain, filled feelings with using people or things? So let's talk about perfectionism. This idea of I want everything right all the time and in a perfect world. It sounds silly, right? Perfectionism is good and bad because at one end, when you think about it, it pushes us to do great and amazing things. If we didn't want to slay it in our business, there's no way the people that we are helping or want to help would want to continue working with us or want to become a client or a customer if we're just kind of half-assing. They're like, yeah, you know, you can take me or leave me. We're not trying to strive to do better, innovate, do new things, push the envelope. And on that end, that's awesome. But if we let all that desire of having it done right, flawlessly, perfect, obviously that mess takes up a lot of time. It takes up a lot of energy. And for a lot of us who haven't developed healthy stress management tactics, that stress and that fear about not getting it done can make us feel like failures. Have you ever had insomnia because you were up all night thinking about something that you think you just couldn't have done a little bit better? Or perhaps somebody said something to you and you're just overanalyzing it, and that desire of, oh my goodness, I wish I could have pleased them. I wish I could have done it right the first time. And all these thoughts just go into our minds on an endless feedback loop of confusion and chaos and mayhem in our mind. Those feelings of failure stem from the desire for us to avoid mistakes. And if we don't process that correctly, it can make us feel intense stress and intense shame. And that has to be channeled somewhere. And that brings me to addiction. So how does this all link to addiction? If we are unable to deal with that stress or cope with those pain-filled feelings of failure and self-criticism, we go and turn to booze, drugs. While others might overeat and overspend, I'm thinking about one particular client that I had where every time she would have a big failure in her business or something was going wrong, she just whip out her Visa Black card and made it rain at Nordstrom. Now, it made her feel good to have that dopamine rush of all that fun stuff in her bag, but that bill that came out every month made her feel even more of a failure. And then guess what she did next to cope with the feeling of not being able to pay her bills, escape more, okay? This is real. This is real stuff. There's a lot of people right now who are listening to this, or you yourself may be dealing with addictive tendencies that are linked to feelings of dissatisfaction, insecurity, shame, stress, overwhelm, fear. And even as I say this, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've never experienced that kind of feeling. I'm not going to lie to you and say that it's never happened to me. And when we are dealing with that, again, I kind of go back to the idea when I say of we have these ideas of how the world should work. And for a lot of us, we're using black or white thinking. So let me explain when I say black or white thinking. In our minds, we have an idea of what we expect other people should do or behave around us. Let's give a perfect example. Let's say you are waking up and you're greeting the people around you in your household, right? And you say, good morning. And you're accustomed to hearing people saying good morning back. But what if they don't say good morning? What if they ignore you? What if you say good morning four more times? And instead of hearing good morning back, you hear go to hell. Now, for a lot of us who haven't been taught or going through a lot of stress may not process that kind of response appropriately. We might want to say, well, you go to hell back too. Or we might get distressed and wondering, well, what did we do? Did we look at them wrong, or we were acting funny? Well, what was going on? And so in our mind, when I say black or white, if it's not going to the plan that we think it is, it must be something that's bizarre, out of the ordinary. When the reality is, it may have had nothing to do with us, that there is no such thing as perfect, aligned, organized ways of people behaving the way we want to. Or maybe we have this idea that we can control people's behavior if we say the right things, if we do the right things. If, and this is so common for us as business owners. Well, if I show up consistently on social media, if I make enough ads, if I do enough guest posting, if I show up in enough interviews, whatever, but whatever, where all these things, like we think we do all these actions over a period of time that we think should a payoff should occur. All right, if I do this consistently for 4 months, 5 months, whatever, 2 years, whatever timeline is in your mind, and it doesn't manifest in the way you want it to happen, there's a lot of angst, a lot of worries, a lot of fears, a lot of frustration, because this is not going along that timeline. And the best way I can explain it is, imagine I feel, I blow into a little balloon. Just take a balloon, imaginary balloon, and just blow into it, and it make a little knot. And then what happened is after I made a knot, I start wrapping my hand around certain parts of the balloon, right? You would see one part bulge, another part kind of deflate, but there's no symmetry. There's no kind of uniform shape. It's kind of bulging one side another. And what if I push harder and harder on one side, put a little bit more pressure on either my expectations of other people or expectations of my business or expectations of what I think should happen. Eventually, something's going to pop. And that's what happens with our desire to find other healthy ways to deal with our stuff, is that we will pop, we will explode, we will have burnout, we will have overwhelm, anxiety, frustrations, fears. I was talking with a client the other day, and she told me she thinks that she swears that her mother has a police scanner in the whole area of where her and her husband live. And she was sent text messages like, well, I heard that there was police activity there going on in your area. And then she was like, Mom, I'm fine. Because she couldn't control what was happening where her daughter and her son-in-law lived. So it must mean that the whole world's breaking down. But we can do better than that, right? We can be able to deal with life on life's terms and not feeling we have to have control over everything and everyone at all times. There's better ways for us to deal with life. And so what I want to do is I want to talk to you about 5 ways to overcome the challenges that come with perfectionism and addiction. And I'm a big note taker. I'm a big, big believer of that, because it's not enough just to listen to this. It's that next thing to apply it. So we make a little sketch in our brain, the little neurons in our brain that says, oh my goodness, this is important to me. I need to take action, whatever that action step looks best for you. And I understand you may be driving your car or walking the dog or doing whatever, cooking, cleaning, whatever, and you don't have that opportunity to write things down. But I want you to listen to each of these things. And I want you to make a mental note to yourself and go, I really need to dig more in point 2 or 3 or all 5 points that Denise mentioned, because I want to make sure that you are fully supported and not just hanging and thinking, oh, snap, like, that was a good idea, but what do I do next? And then obviously my course, Amazing Attitudes, a 21-day program, dives so much deeper in the connection between control, stress management, anxiety, awareness, all these things in so much detail. I'm going to leave a link in the show notes below. Check that out. But let's now talk about my 5 steps, okay? So, number 1, recognizing the 2 sides of addiction as well as perfectionism. 2, seeking healthy coping mechanisms. 3, building self-compassion. 4, breaking free from that rigid thinking. And lastly, 5, but not least, seeking support. So let's dive into each one about the recognizing the 2 sides. When I say recognizing the 2 sides, I'm talking with respect with perfectionism. Now, as I mentioned earlier, wanting a good job, there's nothing wrong with that. But instead of seeking perfectionism, where it has to be done one way, the right way, no delays, one shot and that's it, let's strive for excellence. Let's strive for excellence. And what I mean by that, it means that you set yourself up with success for making sure that you have the people, the things, the resources, all that's lined up. So when you actually say, I'm going to get this started, You're going to make sure that you did the best job before you started the work to get it done. So many of us are rigid perfectionists, but we are just kind of half-assing things. We're like, oh, well, I want to make sure that I hire the best people, but I'm not really concerned about so much about how much money I need to spend or who I should contact or what I should be evaluating in the best people. So we can't do it both ways. We can't say I want perfectionism, but then we're not giving ourselves the time, the energy, and the focus to make sure that we're planning effectively for the things that we want to accomplish, big or small in our life, our personal life, our business, wherever. So for a lot of you guys right now, and you're getting mad and you're stressed about certain things not doing well in your life right now, I have a question to ask you. Are you investing the time and the energy right now that you need to be actually having an accurate view of not just yourself, but the outcomes? I hate when people say to me, well, I saw this person running their business for the last 2 years and they're already at six figures. Well, you don't know their background, their expertise, their contacts, their temperament, their expertise and learning that particular area. There's so many variables. You just look at the end result. Humble yourself and ask yourself why you need to compare yourself against someone with little to no information. Let's stop being perfect and let's strive for excellence. And excellence doesn't compare. Excellence drops the timeline. Excellence is creative. Excellence learns how to pivot and navigate as needed and necessary. We're not getting stuck. We're staying focused on what matters, but understands that delays along the road to what we want is normal and expected. But don't think that if it has to be rigid, don't think it has to be rigid. Be flexible. All right, let's move on to number two, seeking healthy coping mechanism. So for a lot of us, and myself included, in the past, it was normalized to me when I was a child growing up. I had many disturbing mother figures growing up. And one of them would routinely come home and just drink liquor, any type of liquor, to the point that she was kind of buzzy and then she was a mean-ass drunk. But I digress. But so the point I'm trying to make is that, so for me, it was normalized that you get home, you just have a couple of drinks. Now, there are so many studies out there that have talked about, you know, a little alcohol is not going to hurt you, but it's not really helping you either. You know, there's flavonoids and all this other stuff that comes in red wine that's supposed to be, Resveratrol. I think flavonoids too. Don't hold me on this. I'm not a nutritious dietitian. I just know those words pop up in regards to the health benefits of drinking wine specifically. But the point I'm trying to make is that for most of us, drinking alcohol is a poison. Most of us, there's a tipping point where it's just too much. It goes above and beyond sedation and gets us into the land of irritation, frustration, reckless behavior, all sorts of wild stuff. All because we were trying to numb ourselves to things we couldn't control or didn't understand. And so I want to ask you a question right now. Do you have things that don't involve boozing, drugging, cutting yourself? I mean cutting yourself. Things that actually help you feel grounded, stable, centered, clear, grateful. I used to be a big fan of adult coloring books. I still got a couple laying around the house, okay? But what about you? Do you need to go on a skateboard, maybe roller skating, maybe going out for a walk, journaling, meditation, yoga? I don't care what you do, but I need you to find something that's not self-destructive. Playing a music, all right? Creating artwork. Oh, and when I do say creating artwork, here's the thing. For those of you guys who are actually artists right now, you actually create things with your voice or your hands, whatnot, and that's your full-time job, I would ask you to do the flip side and doing something that utilizes your left brain, logical, linear things, reading a book, building something constructive with your hands. We need to always flip-flop between using our right brain versus your left brain. And that's why, for example, for me, when I am not utilizing my left brain talking about traumas, addictions, healing, understanding yourself, I'm using right brain. I'm using my feeling side. I'm using my hands. I'm doing gardening. I'm fixing stuff around the house. That's just what I do for me. You need to choose something that works well for you. That's the whole point that I'm trying to make through this conversation, so that we don't find ourselves relying on a crux of substances or compulsive behaviors to escape failure or self-criticism. Now, I just talked about recognizing the trap of perfectionism, and we talked about seeking healthy coping mechanisms, right? Yoga, meditation, breathing, breathwork, all that fun stuff. Let's move into the last three, building self-compassion, breaking free from rigid thinking, and seeking support. So let's talk about number three, building self-compassion. For a lot of us, we got some really nasty enemies that follow us all day, every day. And it's the voices inside of your head that keeps telling you that you should have done it better or faster or quicker, or you see what that person said about you, that must be true. Look, here's the thing. People who are quick to say nasty, hurtful things are the last person that you need to be taking advice from or actually thinking that they're actually trying to help you. In most cases, they're actually just trying to hurt you because of their own insecurities and unresolved issues themselves. Those are the last people. But here's the thing. We've never been taught that. If it's never been modeled for us, who's safe? Then we come to believe that everyone, including us, is unsafe. So we're going to treat ourselves as appropriately as an enemy would. Seek, kill, destroy. And I think for a lot of us, we have been wasting our lives in that type of mindset of I'm not worthy. Nothing's possible. I can't do it. Why bother? Why don't we just take some smaller wins? Maybe if you didn't get that contract that you want, maybe if your kid was acting wild, maybe you were actually proud for showing up and dealing with instead of wanting to run away into your room and go watch TikTok videos for the rest of the night. Maybe we can take smaller wins instead of thinking we're a failure if the big result that we want doesn't happen. You know, I just came back from the dentist myself earlier today, and I'm dealing with some gum disease issue, and it's getting better. It's not resolved. I still have to do some intensive treatment for it. It's not over, but I know that if I keep at it, more and more incremental improvements may come. So why can't I just celebrate that? That's what I'm doing. I want to celebrate the wins that I'm making now, and I'm going to keep pushing forward until what I get to where I want to go. And I'm not having a timeline, and I'm not having expectations about what I should be doing other than what has been told to me from my own professional oral hygiene team. And so my question to you is, are you taking advice from people who are actually experienced, knowledgeable, and have more wins on the belt where you want to go? Or are you taking it from people who are routinely failing and feeling embarrassed and shame-filled? That's how we build the self-compassion. We take our wins where we got them, and we keep getting ourselves restored by people who actually care about us and are invested in the things that we want to accomplish. That's the only way to do it. You cannot fly with the eagles while trying to hang out with the turkeys of life. It just doesn't work that way. And then when we start hanging out with more people who are doing the thing, getting the results, we're going to start feeling better about ourselves, because not everyone around us is that so darn miserable. There's something to think about. All right, let's move on to number four, breaking free from rigid thinking. See, here's the thing. We got to stop this black and white, all or nothing kind of mindset. We got to understand that imperfection and failures are part of the road to success. You cannot win without learning things along the way. You cannot insulate yourself and shield yourself from everything that makes you feel upset or bad. This is going to require a little emotional maturity on your part. This is going to require a little bravery on your part in understanding that things can and will mess up randomly. There was a gas station that's being built on the way to the church that I go to. And I was looking at it and I was thinking to myself, it is impossible at any point in the construction process that all the materials were there, all the labor was there, all the necessary things, permits were all lined up in place, no delays, no errors. It was just seamless. There was a lot of things that may have caused delays or frustrations on part of the foreman, or the workers may have gotten sick. Anything could happen because human beings are human. And they're just like you are subject to having good days as well as not so good days. Anything that's worth building and growing takes time. And so we've got to be flexible, nimble, creative, reasonable. And when we're reasonable and flexible, we're going to attract people who want to be around us. Who the hell wants to be around someone who is actually looking sad and curmudgeon and looking frustrated because the way the world is working is not in the line of the way they see it? I mean, there's a person that I work with in a volunteer capacity, and she's always looking so mean. And she has this idea of things have to be run a certain way. And who wants to be around someone like that? I personally don't. Let's break free from that rigid thinking. Now, lastly, let's seek support. Because you've been thinking, all right, we just talked about the folly of perfectionism, right? Versus seeking excellency, being excellent. We're seeking healthy coping mechanisms, building self-compassion, and breaking free from the rigid thinking. You're like, oh, you know what? That's a tall order. That's a lot. Because my steady state is being mad, sad, irritated, and wanting to blow stuff up. Or maybe you find yourself trying to do things and then you find yourself backsliding, going, oh, here we go again. I'm in a pattern. This is where you need someone that's not you. This is where you need someone who can help break through for your excuses or procrastination or your unresolved issues with inside of you to help you start something new that you have never done before while not feeling as if you're all alone. Have you ever seen a new tree being planted anywhere? Doesn't matter if it's in a residential or commercial area, a little tree. Usually, there, as a tree starts to kind of grow up, there's usually they put a little beam or supported beam alongside the tree to help it stand up taller and taller and taller. Because a new tree, something that hasn't been really fully formed yet, once the can get easily swayed to the left or to right because of the wind or because of the earth kind of moving, all sorts of things. And so they have a support that kind of wraps around it to help it maintain that stiff structure so it can grow up taller and stronger and has a support. Do you have someone supporting you? If not, I truly, truly hope that you do. And I know that you're listening to this podcast and you love it, and I'm glad that you're here. But if this is something that has been causing you really a lot of issues in terms of compulsions or addictions or getting yourself into habits and tendencies that are just self-destructive, overeating, undereating, cutting yourself, whatever you got, overspending, then I really, really hope, please, that either it's obviously working with me as a client, a therapist, talking with a trusted mentor. I don't care who you connect with, but as long as you find someone that loves and cares about you and can relate to you and is compassionate about you, I think that's really key. I mean, personally, I will not spend time with anybody who doesn't respect my right to feel safe and understood. But it's up to me to make sure that I'm clear about myself and with others about my needs. So if we're going to sit here and say, well, I don't have anybody, well, have you been clear about what you want from the other person? Just something to think about. So I know I talked about a lot of different things in this episode. And this might be weighing on you. Maybe you're like thinking to yourself, well, Denise, I don't have an addiction. I think, I don't know. But there are some areas of my life that can be cleaned up and improved. I want you to lean into that. I want you to write some stuff down. And then next, I want you to actually think about, well, what happens next? Who, what is needed and necessary to be changed? Maybe you need to change some things about weight, the way you're thinking about things. I don't know. You know you best. But just know that you're not alone. All right. As always, I enjoy hearing back from you. Please send me a message via anchor.fm/Denise G. Lee. If you'd like to send me a voicemail message, make sure you let me know in the beginning or the end of the voicemail message if I have permission to air your podcast, your message in the upcoming podcast episode. And then also send me a message via DeniseG.Lee.com. Check out, there's a link that says send Denise a message. Love to hear from you. And lastly, if you got a post or just a shout out, anything you want to share with me on X, let me know. And obviously, if you've been listening to this podcast and you really enjoyed, write a review. And for new listeners, make sure you hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so. Well, until next time, understanding that the key to happiness starts with a change of heart. Well, until next time, take care and be awesome.